And the time is 5 o'clock.
From the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Our frequency celebrates diversity.
It's that time of year again. CKW's Fun Drive starts on February the 6th and goes till February the 20th. CKW is a community-focused alternative to mainstream media. We believe in community access to mass media. Every summer, CKW does Radio Camp, a free two-week day camp for kids aged 10 to 17 in Winnipeg's inner city. It is through listener donations that Radio Camp exists. Go to fundrive.ckw.ca to donate.
Good afternoon, friends. Ron Robinson here with another edition of Pages, Radio for Readers. Here for you for the next half hour. What's on? Winnipeg Public Library. What happened? I'm going to have to run out and grab my guitar. I forgot to bring it in with me. As well, reggae concert. Well, a one-man reggae concert to tell you about coming up. And, of course, Reader's Book of Days. Yes, all this half hour. February the 6th to the 20th, although I see we've got a couple of donations already in. Thank you very much, because you can simply go to the website for CKUW, and up at the top right corner you'll see donate. So simple a child can do it. That means, yes, I've done it myself, so that's my yardstick for you. And we heard a little earlier about the Friends card. I'm a great believer in the Friends card, and I'm going to be looking for what's on, if there's anything new added there. I knew Dooley Records, which is just up the corner, right next to the CBC building there on Portage Avenue. I've been in, chatted with them, took them in some stylist magazines as well. They want the support. They need the support. We want to support them. But first, Winnipeg Public Library. I've gone to their app. You can, too, go to their website for their program and listings. Winnipeg Folk Festival presents Carrie Latimer, Ona Lu, Joanna Miller. Experience the Winnipeg Folk Festival right here in the city. Why wait for summer? Do it now. Drop in to enjoy acoustic tunes by local performers. Yet another exclamation mark. All are welcome, featuring talented alumni from the festival's Young Performers Program. When? This Saturday, 1 till 2 in the Henderson Library. Flagged for adults and seniors, and it's just an open event. Drop in. Don't need a ticket. Don't need to register. Come, go. 1 till 2, the Henderson Library on Saturday. Board game afternoon? Well, drop in for an afternoon board game or card game as well. Who wants to play poker? Who wants to figure out which shell has the P? No, we don't do that one. Choose from one of our many games. Bring one of your own. Yeah, come on, kid. I'll teach you how to play poker. We'll have games for all group sizes and skill levels available. Oh, I see this flagged for adults, but all right. Saturday, 1 till 4:30 in the program room at the Westwood Library. It's an open event yet again. You can just walk right in, sit right down, enjoy, share, have the company. I promised, did I not? Reggae, and that's the Bob Marley, How Reggae Changed the World. Were you here? Do you remember The Fringe? One-man show. What is the ultimate Winnipeg accolade? Value for time and money spent. And I would say Dwayne Forrest gave us that, his award-winning show. Bob Marley, How Reggae Changed the World. He's back as part of the month-long Black History Month Manitoba programming. All profits from ticket sales go to Black History Month Manitoba. Where? The WAG. 300 Memorial Boulevard, Saturday, 7 o'clock, this Saturday. Tickets, $25 at wag.ca.
Every day and every night, we'll be together.
CD Legends. If you ever shared a single bed, yeah, it can be tough. Once again, Saturday night, Bob Marley, how reggae changed the world at the WAG. $25 at WAG.ca. All profits go to Black History Month, Manitoba. Good music, good chat, excellent guitar player. At 8 minutes after five here, as promised, oh, from time to time, poetry here on Pages Radio for Readers.
My name's Fleur Adcock, and I'm going to read a poem called A Rose Tree. When we went to live at Top Lodge, my mother gave me a rose tree. She didn't have to pay for it. It was growing there already, tall and old by the gravel drive where we used to ride our scooters. No one else was allowed to pick the huge pale blooms that smelt like jam. It was mine all through that summer. In October, we moved again, but even never seeing it couldn't stop it from being mine, one of those eternal presents. At the new house, I had a duck.
What can you do with a duck? From Lifelines, Poets for Oxfam, 69 of the English-speaking world's most acclaimed poets, a piece selected from their own repertoire. I think I got this at the British Library, comes to mind. At 9 minutes after five, promise, look, Winnipeg Free Press book pages. New book from Jeanette Winterson. One Aladdin, Two Lamps. Headline, Choosing Our Stories. Award-winning UK writer, cultural figure, best known for her memoir, Why Be Happy When You Could Be Normal? Spend another work of nonfiction that calls into question ancient stories and tropes that shape society. So she leaves many factors, people, central narratives, Charles Darwin, while she's at it, Francis Galton, papal bulls, dogmatic declarations to highlight a few that have shaped belief systems and created imprisonment for millions born outside the dominant paradigm. One Aladdin, Two Lamps, she offers a new perspective, saying, quote, I can change the story because I am the story. So complex structure, says the reviewer, Rochelle Squires. A complex story is overwhelming at times, yet never loses sight of its simple premise, an invitation to examine the stories that shape us and to imagine the world anew. I reviewed Alice Loxton's new book, Eleanor, A 200-Mile Walk in Search of England's Lost Queen. I said, who's up for a 320-kilometer hike in memory of a long-dead and largely forgotten English queen? Well, the title says 200-Mile Walk, actually. I think the editor changed that. Anyways, the answer would be young historian Alice Loxton. Imagine TV history presenter Lucy Worsley in hiking boots, and you've got the picture. Most enjoyable. Some walking, yes, and someone else does it for you. A bit of a pilgrimage as well. A variety of history comments and the like. And the romance between husband and wife there, king and queen, calls for a couple of hankies. Highly thought of anyways. There are 6 copies in the Winnipeg Public Library. 22 holds, though. So it's an oversized paperback. Eleanor, A 200-Mile Walk in Search of England's Lost Queen by Alice Loxton. Maybe off to the bookstores with you, I was just going to say. As well should mention, CBC's Canada Reads returns this April, 5 books being championed by a range of panelists, see which title reigns supreme. Program runs from April the 13th to 16th. It will be hosted by Ali Hassan. Details at CBC there at 11 minutes after 5. Music then at Charity Shop Find.
RCMP Dangerous Person Alert Pimisikamak Cree Nation. This is of RCMP Dangerous Person Alert for Pimisikamak Cree Nation. RCMP has issued a dangerous person alert for 39-year-old Joshua Papanagas, last seen early this morning in community when he abducted 20-year-old Rayanne Thomas. Police fear for her life. Don't approach. Call RCMP 204-677-6200.
Patient Sag Barbie, countdown to zero. King Barber, High Priest of Graffiti.
Let me try that again here. And in fact, it's decided it wants to play a different cut. But we want I Am a Sparrow. One moment, please.
Some women weep for the times of their youth when they got to shine. Some women weep for the times that are gone. But I weep for the days when I'm wrinkled and old and gray, hoping that I won't be so alone. And I've flown around this big old world in planes and trains and boats. I'm a sparrow, longing for her nest, hoping that I'll get to build a home. Saw you, somehow I knew that we would make it through. When I first saw you, I didn't want to travel on. I'll meet you there, you'll meet me here, with laughter and with tears. Mine is a love that you can rest upon. But I'm a sparrow, and I've flown around this big old world in planes and trains and boats. I'm a sparrow, just longing for her nest, hoping that I'll get to build a home.
Dostoevsky with the title track there. Ten Cut CD, I Am a Sparrow, at 5:16.
I'm Christy Blatchford, author of Life Sentence, and you're listening to CKUW FM 95.9. Case closed.
CKUW's Fun Drive is your chance to show support for the great programming you enjoy here on the station. Music that is curated by actual humans, not AI. News that is informative and thoughtful, not pacifying and rage-inducing. This is what you find on CKUW 95.9 FM, and that is what you can support with your donation from February 6th to February 20th. Go to fundrive.ckw.ca to donate.
Thank you, Scott. Just a little teaser for you. What day is it? Today's Thursday, the 5th. That's it. Friday is the 6th. That's the start, the kickoff, 5 o'clock tomorrow. Clock is ticking. You can donate in a lump. You can get a tax receipt. You can go after the incentives. You can donate so much a week, a month. Just saying, just to start the ball rolling there. A little teaser for you. Reader's Book of Days, Tom Nisley. It's February, isn't it? There's no stopping us. That's right. February, by the time it gets to February, in the northern parts of North America at least, there's a weariness to the winter. The days are longer, but often no warmer. Hibernation's novelty is long worn out, and the fruits of the harvest are running low. Thoreau, writing on the coldest day of 1855, noted the old saying that, quote, by the 1st of February, the meal and grain for a horse are half out. He spent the rest of that frozen month skating on the local rivers. It is February, writes Ann Carson from even farther north. Ice is general. But the calendar calls to break the ice with romance in the middle of the month. Why February 14th? Well, there are a handful of historical St. Valentines whose martyrdom became associated with that day. But, you know, scholars have found little evidence that they or the date was linked to a celebration of romantic love until the late 14th century. Geoffrey Chaucer, first artificer of so much in our language, joined St. Valentine's Day to matchmaking in a number of poems, most prominently in The Mating of Birds in his Parliament of Fowls. Quote, on St. Valentine's Day, one every fowl cometh there to cheese his make. But even he might not have been thinking, by the way, of love in February. One of those scholars has argued that Chaucer had in mind a festival for St. Valentine in Italy in May. What? Well, a date whose syllability for romance might, if you do the gestational math, explain why February is also known as a month of birthdays. 5:19, Winnipeg Free Press from this past Monday. You could look it up or dig through your blue box before you put it out, in case you missed this. SASH Projects Weave Together School Spirit, Métis Culture by Maggie McIntosh, Local Journalism Initiative reporter. And how many newspapers are willing to support that, eh? Louis Riel Day, of course, February 16th. Métis artist taking her loom weaving kit on the road to teach students about an iconic staple in her ancestors' wardrobe, promote school spirit. She has shown more than 1,000 students her collection of sashes and how to use her floor loom since the start of the school year. She has 17 school visits scheduled in February. What's her name again? Cassandra Woolever. W-O-O-L. Well, wool. Ever. Wool ever. Get it? In case you're a teacher.
I was born on the plains beneath the half-moon sky. Roamed o'er the lands on my mama's back. My daddy European, my mama's swampy Cree, and I'm mighty proud. Daddy taught me French, Mama she spoke Cree, so I talked my chief, a little mix of both. From the time I learned to walk, that's all that I could talk, and I'm mighty proud. Inside, I know that I am special. I am my mama's side and daddy's too. I am the best of both. You'll always hear me boast that I'm mighty proud. I'm Métis. Mama realized a nation it was born, a nation that would rise. We were in between. I have my daddy's looks, my sister lovely Cree, and we're mighty proud. We're Métis. Mama taught me to walk tall, daddy to be strong. Hold your head up high, don't you ever bend. It'll be a long, long road. You'll carry a heavy load, but you're the best of both. You're Métis. Deep inside, I know that I am special. I am my mama's side and daddy's too. I am the best of both. You'll always hear me boast that I'm mighty proud. I'm Métis.
St. Germain from the CD Manitoba, Aboriginal Artists, Volume 2. When I was in Ottawa just a while back, there was a special exhibition at the Canadian History Museum of Canadian rock and pop music through the 60s, from the 60s right through to the 80s and into the 90s and beyond that a little bit. Anyways, and there was Ray St. Germain's Leather Jacket with the Fringes. Yep. Along with a dress that Anne Murray wore that was bizarro. Times have changed. At 5:23, one last thought of a reader's book of days for you then. Born on this day, being February the 5th, William S. Burroughs, he of Junkie, Naked Lunch fame. You pick up the pieces. Thank you, William. As well, died on this day, Marianne Moore, 1972, died at the age of 84 in New York City, known for her collected poems. I also had something else for you here, and I closed my iPad because... Oh, I wanted to say, are you an Agatha Christie fan? Have you read Murder on the Orient Express? Even if you have, I recommend. There's still time left. I don't think they can extend the run at RMTC. Murder on the Orient Express, full house when I was there, with a few empty seats, big crowd of students there as well. For myself, Donna Fletcher won the day. Anyways, won't tell you how it turns out, but it was a good value for the money, and it's going to be our first book in our mystery book club at McNally Robinson Bookseller starting in February. Now, it's too late to... please, sir, I want to join the few. I'm sorry there are too many of you. But see what we do in the fall. We're already starting to think about that. 5:25 then. I'm Ron Robinson. You've been listening to Pages, Radio for Readers. Fun Drive starts tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Carol and I will be back with our first Fun Drive show Saturday morning. Hope you can join us then. Neil Culligan coming as well to beat the drum for it and to draw your attention to the whole thing. Leave you then with a little something from William Prince, titled Cut, from Further From the Country. Stay tuned now for Eat Your Arts and Vegetables up next, and then Tawny the Brave at 6.
Hear the sound as it rains and it pulls me away, further from the country, like I'm dead when you finally get to the city. Only stories in this town. There's no fortune to be found. Ain't no use in shaking hands. Let's just leave it as it stands. Just you.
same old ringing in my head. Just do what you came here to do, and I'll see. Hear the sound as it rings and it pulls me away further from the country. Knock 'em dead when you finally get to the city.
And if I